I'm Eric Carley. We're at the ATA conference in Nashville. Joining us right now is the CEO of Rail Transport, Rick Rail. Rick, how are you, sir?
Very good, and nice to meet you here at the ATA in Nashville, and it's great to be here.
You know, this has been a very lively show, but it's a very busy time for the industry, so I think the two probably go hand in hand. A lot of issues being discussed, I think, here at the ATA show, and probably year-round. We've been talking about two major issues with drivers, I guess, concern of drivers. One would be home time, and one would be pay. I mean, it's kind of always, all right, the balance, more home time, but I also want to be able to make enough money, that kind of thing. So let's start with the first one, home time, in terms of downtime and time off. During the pandemic, the dynamic changed with drivers. What did you folks see there at Rail, and how did you address that in terms of home time?
Well, during the pandemic, yeah, the job really went through some transitions where, you know, drivers weren't able to use a lot of facilities that typically had been available. Shippers and consignees were more restrictive on the openings of their facilities. And so, you know, it was a big change. And, you know, we made it through well. Our drivers adapted. We did a lot of things that we could help educate and keep our drivers safe from being infected with the virus. And
sure.
So, you know, now we're leaving that phase of the pandemic, and but we're still having trouble getting everything back to normal. We realize that even restaurants or facilities that drivers would use to shower,
yeah,
those may not be available all hours of the day that drivers count on them, and so
right.
They still are going through adjustment that is creating differences in how they would operate their schedule or how they can operate their schedule.
Right. Is there that greater demand for that home time right now? Did that change at all during the pandemic?
I believe it did, because a couple of things, and you know, more of the population spent more time at home with a lot of work from home accommodations for the job that they do. And then also they weren't able to travel anywhere. And so being home was probably the place that they could spend more time, even though they may not have had more off time.
Right.
Home time became just a bigger piece of the total time.
Sure. Attracting and retaining drivers, always a challenge, as you folks know, at Rail. In terms of driver pay, what has Rail done to make that more attractive for the drivers?
Well, we've gone through quite a few, I guess it's at least four, maybe more, changes in pay for our drivers. You know, the majority of them were traditional changes in per mile pay, which, you know, the per mile pay doesn't, you know, it's not a perfect method of pay.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, but it is the pay that drivers all recognize. It's kind of
sure.
The universal language. But,
sure.
You know, we have gone through some changes. We've got some fleets that operate for specific customers where we do visit shippers and consignees, and we have gone to paying for time after 1 hour that they visit there. And so, you know, these deliveries are, some of them are at grocery DCs, but, you know, many are other types of DCs. And so if they spend more than an hour at a customer, we pay them by the hour then as well. And this is automatic. It's not where they have to, you know, create a claim or
sure.
Fill out additional forms or anything like that. So,
sure.
You know, it's non-traditional, but it gets back to what we want to do is be able to pay our drivers for their time.
Right, yeah. The supply chain issue is the talk of this show, the talk of the nation, I think, right now. In terms of the feedback that you're getting from the drivers, and I'll call them the boots on the ground, the ones out there moving the freight, is this kind of the same game that they have always played? Is there something different right now, any kind of unique concerns that you folks at Rail are hearing from your drivers in terms of those supply chain issues?
I would say from our drivers, what we hear is, you know, I want to be paid for all the time it takes me to do my job. As far as supply chain issues, they feel it because we don't have the parts always that we need to swap out and to keep the drivers moving down the road. Even simple, things that you would typically count on without any thought that it would always be there, motor oil. It is not available like it was once, and so we have to really make all of that count.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I ran into something that I had not known it because I hadn't gone out for it. I went into an auto supply store on the automotive side, of course, not as a truck driver, but I went in and I went to six different retailers, big name retailers that sell auto parts, looking for windshield wiper fluid, of all things. And the first three stores that I went into, and these are big name brands, I asked them, I said, what is going on? And they said they have not had a shipment in 6 to 8 weeks. And so it was something, as you mentioned, like with motor oil, the supply chain, you know, on things that you expect to be there and maybe wouldn't expect to be affected, it will hit. Going forward, for the rest of Q4 and 2022, what is the mission for Rail, for its drivers and in terms of their role in moving America's freight?
Well, it's vital. Their role is vital. But for our mission, you know, one of the things that we're spending a lot of time on, fourth quarter and even third quarter, we spent a fair amount of time on, is educating our shippers about how they can create more capacity. You know, most of our shippers are all looking for more capacity, and they have a hand in restricting some of the capacity, and some of it is what I mentioned before. If it takes more than an hour to make the transaction of putting the load on the trailer or taking it off, you know, we tell them there is nothing on that trailer that would take more than an hour to get on or off if you work at it. But many times, you know, their workers are distracted doing other things. And I realize, just like we're struggling to fill all the positions that we have, they are as well. All I'm asking is that you, if you use more than an hour, some we've got with two, but that you compensate us for it. Don't make, you know, the bad situation that you're in be an expense for us and our drivers.
Which incentivizes them to be more efficient.
Hopefully, I mean, you know, the time, but then also the other thing is that we talk with them about our appointment times. And we have data in our system that you would think that here's my appointment for you to unload my truck. You would think that if your truck is there for that operation and I've got my guy to do that, it would take less time than a first come first serve. But actually our data shows that if a delivery location requires an appointment, it takes a longer time by about 20 to 30 minutes. And so why would that be? I don't understand that.
And you know, we've, as an industry, we've had an issue with shippers and receivers in this regard for quite some time. I think we've made some progress. Maybe you could correct me on that over the years. But certainly the pandemic brought in a whole new dynamic to that, wouldn't you say?
It created a ripple that no one expected, and we had to recover from. And nobody planned for the situation that developed with our workforce. You know, sometimes just the way the transmission of that disease, you know, some facilities really had 50% of their workers who became infected. And so it really
becomes very serious.
they really had to shut down and, for some period.
Right. Is inflation hitting the trucking side as it's hitting the consumer? Obviously, we're all consumers, but what would you say is the impact on inflation for trucking as a whole from your perspective at Rail?
Really, everything we purchase is costing us more money right now. And so it is hitting us from every direction. Mm. So it's something we have to deal with. And our shippers have mostly been sympathetic because they understand it. They're feeling it as well. So I hope it's a short-lived scenario.
Right.
But
yeah.
But I do not know that.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of hard to know. The Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, saying she's hopeful that maybe mid-year next year or by the end of next year that maybe some of this will taper off. But that goalpost seems to be moving and seems to be fluid. So I guess if we could all make such predictions, we'd be sitting on a mountain of money. But
absolutely, yeah.
But, you know, so it's hard to know. But certainly I know that you folks at Rail are up to it. Your drivers are up to it. And we want to send drivers, by the way, if you want to check it out, go to rail.jobs, rail.jobs, that's rohl.jobs, and check out all the opportunities. What would you say to a driver who is out there today and is not with Rail? What sets Rail apart?
Well, it's our values. Our cornerstone value is safety. We always want to make sure that drivers have the tools they need to do the job properly. And by the tools, I mean the proper equipment, the proper training, the proper resources to answer questions you might have. We want everybody to arrive at the end of the day home safely,
yeah,
the way that they started their day. And so that includes the motoring public as well. You know, our drivers are taught to protect others. You know, they're in a much larger vehicle, and other drivers sometimes make mistakes, but make sure that you compensate for those mistakes.
Sure.
Our drivers are professional drivers, and so we expect them to be more forgiving, and expect others may create some situations that aren't ideal. And you know, as an example of our results, we were recognized with the ATA President's Award for safety performance in 2020. Mm. So that's a huge testament to our drivers.
Yes.
And actually our entire staff.
Sure.
At Rail.
Yeah.
That everybody understands the value of safety and the cornerstone value of safety, and everybody has to live the value.
Yeah, sure. Congratulations on that recognition and continued success there at Rail. Rick Rail, the CEO of Rail Transport, thank you for being on today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Eric.